We're marking the anniversary of something that many of us take for granted. 75 years ago this week, an inventor named Chester Carlson produced the first ever photocopy in his tiny apartment in Queens, New York. His invention made Xerox a household name and revolutionized the workplace. Forget the water cooler. I think some of the deepest conversations took place around the copier. From member station WXXI, Kate O'Connell reports.
Copy machines can be found in every office, and most of us take them for granted. But early models of the Xerox photocopiers weren't without their kinks. The first commercial model, the Xerox 914, was bulky and cumbersome. It weighed nearly 650 pounds. It was the size of about two washing machines, and it was prone to spontaneous combustion. But even literally going up in flames wasn't enough to kill the product. In fact, it was in high demand.
There was a distinct need for simple copying like this. And it just took off. We sold thousands of these machines, and the demand was such that we were manufacturing them in large quantities.
Ray Brewer is the historical archivist for Xerox. Brewer says the popularity of Xerox technology abroad inspired more clandestine uses for the copier. The 914 model has some James Bond flair in its past. Some machines even had miniature cameras built into them during the Cold War for the purpose of spying on other countries. While back at home, the copier was proving to be a godsend for secretaries.
I make perfect copies of whatever my boss needs by just turning a knob and pushing a button. Anything he can see, I can copy in black and white on ordinary paper.
I mean, that had to be fabulously liberating.
Author and historian Lynn Perrell says the machines were a real gift for office girls.
Oh my God, you didn't have to work with the lousy carbon paper and all of that. You could just take it and put it on this glass surface and press a button and you've got as many copies as you wanted.
Perrell says the beauty of the technology was that it saved time for the female office worker without making her workplace role obsolete. But despite its success and continuing legacy, the technology almost never saw the light of day. It took inventor Chester Carlson more than 20 years to take his invention from the kitchen of his small apartment to the commercial market. He used static electricity created with a handkerchief, coupled with light and dry powder to make the first copy. And once it hit offices, the Xerox machine prompted a dramatic change in the ability of a single person to communicate with large numbers of people. Angèle Boyd is a business analyst at the International Data Corporation. She says copier technology created a more democratic information system.
The laser printer brought to the desktop and the common man in the office the ability to produce output that until then you needed to go to a press or you needed to go to a third-party external print shop to produce that kind of quality output.
I can make 7 copies in a minute. Sometimes my boss asks me which is the original, and sometimes I don't know.
The core technology in the copier, later transferred to printers and scanners, has remained the same since the 1930s. For NPR News, I'm Kate O'Connell.